Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 25th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released August 18th and 19th, 2003.
Our friend Jesse keeps the tough questions coming in. Here's one. Nazarene, pretty interesting answer regarding the first souls, which is a most fascinating topic. If the universe is constantly going through Big Bang and collapse endlessly, could the first souls have been the remaining souls of the previous incarnation of the universe who managed to survive the previous collapse in order to continue life in the universe's present incarnation?
Well, Algod, we believe that the collapsing universe has ended. We now believe that we are in a continuous universe. But as to another part of your question, could these great souls have survived from the time before the Big Bang? We believe this is so. This is part of the general hell theory by those in the afterlife, that these great souls somehow projected themselves into a safe part of the afterlife separate from the material existence. So when the universe collapsed and exploded again and remade itself, created the universe that we know now, they survived and combined into God the Father. And then God the Father created the entities that existed that I spoke of in our last talk. So, yes, what you are describing is a distinct possibility, that these ancient souls from beyond the beginning of time had survived the great explosion that created the universe as we know it now, as phenomenal as that idea seems.
Wow, Nazarene, I never thought that could happen. I thought you'd say no.
Well, glorious day and celebrations. I took you by surprise on something, Alora. That doesn't happen too often. Boy, I don't know. That is a shocker and a half.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
Nazarene, here's another question from Jesse, known as Algod Odinson in the Kingdom of God. He asks, does the first soul concept apply to all realities across space-time, other universes, etc.?
Algod, you got me on that one. I really don't know. We believe there is a possibility from the contact we have had with other dimensions, well, that Demetrius and his people have had in other dimensions. We don't go into those things. But from the contacts that have been reported to us, we have found very similar circumstances. I mean, there are universes where we are almost repeated. There are other universes where we are opposite. And I don't like to talk about them, but there is a pattern, and if the same pattern has applied in those universes, if the same things are basically there, except at different time levels, and working on slightly different phenomena, I think there is a good possibility that this type of soul exists in each universe. There has to be some spark somewhere. God the Father came into being here and created everything as we know it now, so I imagine that in all the other universes there was a creating force also. This is just my own belief, but I believe if God the Father was here, then there is a very good chance that in every other universe there was a God the Father. This seems like it would be the pattern that would go on everywhere. I can't see where there could be a different way how creation could happen without this occurring.
I'm surprised with that answer, Nazarene, but I can understand how even you wouldn't know for sure.
Two surprises in 1 week, Alora? My goodness, I'm really on a roll, aren't I? I don't quite know how to take this.
We'll be back again